Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Corby Carrison, the event vice president of G2E, for RX or re-expositions on the prospects for G2E 2020, scheduled for October 10th through 13th in Las Vegas. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT, introducing the Diamond RS gaming machine, mixing iconic slots and evolved game variations designed to exceed expectations. Discover your next legend at igt.com/diamondrs. Corby Carrison was named by RX as event director of G2E 5 years ago. She was the first person with a gaming background to take that position. With more than 20 years' experience in gaming, now Event Vice President Carrison understands the concerns and issues that exhibitors and attendees bring to G2E. In her 5 years with G2E, she has helped to navigate the most disruptive business interruption in modern trade show history when COVID struck. So when the 2020 show was canceled, she helped the RX partner, American Gaming Association, to produce a virtual trade show that made sense of both exhibitors and attendees. When G2E returned last year with major restrictions due to COVID mandates, exhibitors and attendees returned with lower expectations. But 2022 is different. With the COVID protocols set aside, expectations are high and Carrison is determined to deliver. She met with me via Zoom in August to explain what to expect at G2E 2022. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Corby Carrison, the event vice president for G2E. Corby, it's great to see you. I'd rather do this in person, but looks like you're nice and cool inside your office there. Not too hot there, right?
Cool for the moment, yeah. But it's going to heat up this week. So yeah. That's life in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope you get rid of that heat by the time I get back in mid-September. So we're talking about G2E. This is the first year since 2019 that G2E returns in any way kind of close to normal. What kind of response are you getting from the attendees and the exhibitors, looking forward to this show?
The response has really been great. Everyone is really looking forward to being together again. And looking back over the last couple of years, where of course we were digital in 2020, we did a hybrid event last year, which was really well received. But of course, it's not the experience that everyone looks forward to with G2E. And this year will be so much more like that experience that everyone knows and loves with sure. G2E. Right. We're really looking forward to being a global event that is able to convene safely together this year.
Great. So I know you're following the COVID policies of Nevada, which means no masks and no vax required. Any other COVID things that you need to think about before you come to G2E this year?
Really, just keep in mind that we are staying with the local COVID policies. Mm-hmm. So that you're right. Right now, that means no masks, no verification of vaccinations. Of course, we have to be agile, and if there is some sort of a restriction that would come into place, we're going to follow that. But right now, we are no restrictions in place and back to the way that we are accustomed to G2E being.
Great. So that doesn't mean, though, that you can't wear masks if you feel more comfortable that way. I mean, I've seen it here on the East Coast pretty frequently, people wearing masks, and I'm fine with that.
Well, really, it's all about what you as an individual are comfortable with. Certainly, if you would like to wear a mask, we invite you to do so, and we will have masks and hand sanitizer there available for anyone to use. But it's up to your individual level of comfort. We want everyone to have a great experience at G2E.
Great. So how many exhibitors are you having this year as compared to the last fully live show in 2019?
Well, it's an exciting thing for us. We are up over 300 participating companies, which is a lot more than we had in 21.
Great.
And we still have over a month to go. So yeah. we just have so much excitement daily about can we participate? Can we be there? And we're really looking forward to a robust show floor this year.
Sure. You know, I've been talking to a lot of companies that are kind of new to the industry, particularly the online gaming side, and they're telling me they want to be there this year. I mean, is this a segment that's growing for you guys?
It definitely is a growing segment. It was growing last year even more so this year. And we're seeing growth not only on the expo hall floor with iGaming companies, mm-hmm. but across into the education program as well. And they really do come together everywhere where you experience G2E, whether it's in the hallway meeting up sure. with someone, just a lot of new folks who are interested in this segment that we are certain is going to grow for us in the future.
Great, great. So, you know, you've had interactive tools in the past, and frankly, I'm old school, so I haven't used a lot of them, but I'm looking at some of them this year, and they look pretty interesting. What are some of the new things you're bringing into the, and improved things you're bringing into the show this year?
Well, certainly the G2E mobile app will be there as it has been in years past. And that is something that will really help people to connect with one another and to get the best experience possible out of G2E, whether it's connecting with another attendee or looking at the recommendations that are served up to you based on the indications that you make when you register for G2E, mm-hmm. the app will recommend for you different exhibitors to visit based on your priorities and even potentially some education sessions that might be interesting to you. So we definitely do encourage the download and use of the G2E mobile app, and especially when you get on site, just helping to find the exhibitors that you're interested in. That it's a really important thing.
Sure.
One other new thing this year that I encourage everyone to be on the lookout for is a G2E networking lounge. That is something we haven't done before, but we've heard from people in the post-show surveys that everyone wants to connect with one another around topics of interest. So we are putting together a space that is just for that. We're populating it with different meetups and just different opportunities to come together with people of common interest and sit down, chat with people, and connect with your community.
Sure. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, when I was involved with G2E, I used to give the opening breakfast, here's what you're going to see today. And I noticed a lot of people gathered for that breakfast just because they could see other people and get a start to their day. So that makes a lot of sense. And that's open to all attendees of G2E?
It is. It's right there on the exhibit hall floor, and you can't miss it.
Okay. Now, you've always had a lot of other networking abilities for some of the small niches, maybe the tribal members or Latin America, things like that. Will that be also happening this year?
It will, Roger. There are plenty of different networking opportunities. Certainly, the larger, the smaller, the happenstance where you meet people on the show floor or in the hallway. But one of those things I think that we really want to encourage is for people to go and visit G2E's Innovation Lab. And that's a space on the show floor that showcases up-and-coming technologies, things that we believe that you'll be seeing more of in the future, and connecting with people through that zone as
sure,
well.
Sure, sure. And of course, the fun networking things like the opening reception, that's obviously being held. Where's that being held this year?
That you look for on Monday mm-hmm. this year. And that will be in the Venetian ballrooms, okay. And be on the lookout for more information coming your way on that.
Okay, great, great. So one of the things I always look forward to is the keynote events, and I know sometimes you like to hold that to a surprise toward the end, but what can you tell us about that for this year?
There will be three keynote addresses this year, one Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday, and rest assured, they will all be content that people will be really interested in hearing about how the industry is growing, the future of the industry, and what that means for all different people, different constituents across the industry. So watch for very, very soon more information coming on that, but you will be pleased and interested to see what's going on with the keynote addresses.
Okay, great. I'm certainly looking forward to that. So you always come out with some new things. What are some of the new things that you can expect at G2E this year?
I really have to, with to answer that question, hand it over more than anything to the exhibitors, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that really bring it.
Right.
We do have the innovation lab at G2E, which, as I mentioned, will have some new concepts there. It will have different kind of TED Talk sort of sessions, but other favorites will be coming back, like the pitch competition.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're really talking about the new, I think you have to look on the education program as well as the expo hall floor to new technologies across core gaming, as well as a lot still going on in sports betting and more than ever before going on in the iGaming space.
Sure. IGT's Diamond RS mechanical gaming machine is a cut above the rest, elevating classic play with research-driven design. Honoring iconic slot history with a bigger and bolder design, the Diamond RS cabinet delivers appealing retro styling, modern features, large top box, and an extended content support package featuring top-performing classic games with bundling capabilities. Steeped in market-focused research and fueled by passion and collaboration, the Diamond RS is real gaming for real players. Discover your next legend at IGT.com/DiamondRS. And now back to our podcast. So I went to the Indian Gaming Show this year in Anaheim, and I think they set a record in terms of attendance. Obviously, tribal gaming is an important part of any trade show in the industry, but just as much so for G2E. How are you working with them to really give them content that they want and really make them feel at home?
Well, the Indian Gaming Association has long been a strong partner with G2E, and that doesn't change for this year either. We partner together with them to produce a large number of education sessions. They have a full track across 3 days of different tribal gaming topics that are relevant to folks who work in the tribal gaming space and even outside of the tribal gaming space. It's just really great information. And they will be represented on the expo hall floor as well this year. So no question, Indian Gaming Association is a really important partner of G2E, and we look forward to seeing them again very soon.
Yeah, no question about that. And you do have a Tribal Leaders Lounge as well, right?
We do. That will be on the show floor. So look for more information on the location mm-hmm. of that as well.
Last week, the AGA came out with the nominees for the American Gaming Association Gaming Hall of Fame. You know, three terrific candidates came out, and obviously that will be happening at the show. It's an invitation-only event, however, but I'm sure you'll see those candidates there. Is that important to you, that Hall of Fame event?
It's really critical to the industry. And of course, the American Gaming Association is our partner in G2E. So it's really wonderful to be able to look upon the selections of the Gaming Hall of Fame winners and reflect upon all of the contributions that they have made to the industry over the years, and just phenomenal thinking about those contributions and how they have impacted gaming in the past and leading into the future.
Right, absolutely. Well, the candidates are terrific. Gavin Isaacs, who's a longtime friend, has been through several companies, came here with Aristocrat and ended up with Scientific Games, great supporter of the industry. Mike Rumbolz, who has experience on all sides of the industry, from the operator to the manufacturer to a regulator. I mean, he was the chief of the Nevada Gaming Control Board for a while, so really good people. And then, of course, Virginia McDowell. And Virginia was the CEO of Isle of Capri. But what she's done since her retirement was really get the Global Gaming Women off the ground. And they have a huge event at G2E, which anybody can sign up for. It's called a Kick Up Your Heels. Explain how that really helps the show move along.
Well, G2E does partner with Global Gaming Women, and I don't want to steal their thunder,
right?
Because I know that they have different announcements that they make over the location,
right,
and the time, but I can tell you that we are partnering with GGW again. They will have their annual Kick Up Your Heels, and they also will have a networking coffee breakfast in the morning on Thursday, which also people can sign up for. So
right,
really wonderful ways for everyone not only women, but everyone is welcome to participate and really lift up women's voices in the industry.
That's true. I attended that breakfast one last year they held it, and it was terrific. I mean, you get a lot out of it, and it's really fun. Yeah, getting all those women in one room is everybody has something to say, so that's a lot of fun.
The power of the networking is really amazing.
For sure. So you mentioned iGaming. In terms of the education program, do you have a lot of iGaming type of programs there?
There are a lot of sessions. There's a full track on iGaming, so I would encourage anyone to check that out on the website, globalgamingexpo.com. And there's a link under education for the schedule and the current sessions, so you can check that out, decide if that's something that you want to participate in. But yes, definitely a lot of content on iGaming, and like I mentioned, it does cross over. It transcends the education program over to all of the G2E experience.
Sure, sure, no question. And there's a lot of interest in iGaming this year. Obviously, sports betting is huge, but when you move it to iGaming, to casino, online casino, we all know that that's the one that really makes the money for the casino company. So there's a lot of interest in that. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about that at G2E this year as well.
Definitely. I mean, we learned a lot in the last couple of years, and like so many initiatives, the pandemic was a catalyst for a lot of different things.
Sure.
And when people weren't able to go to the casinos, certainly there was an interest in iGaming, and look at where we've come.
That's right.
Just with,
sure,
with that little bit of a catalyst, and you can be sure that there will be growth into the future.
Right.
On
no
that.
Question about that. And speaking about the future, you know, we've just seen two spectacular revenue years for the gaming industry. 2021 was a record, and 2022 is looking to be even greater than that. What does this say about the health of the industry and the importance of G2E to kind of help keep that going?
Well, I think those numbers are a testament to the health and resiliency of the industry. And this is a strong industry built by strong people, and G2E is here to be the platform for that. So we're really excited to once again be the show that everyone looks forward to, and that really creates an experience that is valuable to everyone.
Yeah, no question. And you guys at RX and the AGA are doing a great job putting these things together. I know how hectic it gets these last few weeks toward as you come up to the show. So, you know, I'll kind of take some time to breathe and then enjoy it when it gets there.
We sure will, Roger. And if I can just make one suggestion, mm-hmm, for everyone who's prepping to come to G2E, make sure you do some pre-planning, make sure you get your badge in advance, because no one likes to stand in the line.
That's
at
right.
G2E, right?
Right,
so
right.
Go on the website, globalgamingexpo.com, get your pre-registration all taken care of. Check out all the opportunities for special events or education that you might want to participate in. Get those things organized on your calendar. And the hotel room blocks are, mm-hmm, the discounts are going away really soon.
Right.
So if you haven't made your hotel reservations, I'd encourage you to do that right away so you get the best pricing on that too.
Great, great. Well, Corby, thanks for the time and good luck at G2E October 10th through 13th. So we're looking forward to seeing you there and seeing the rest of the industry there. It's going to be fun to get together again.
Can't wait to be back together again. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, introducing the Diamond RS gaming machine, mixing iconic slots and evolved game variations designed to exceed expectations. Discover your next legend at igt.com/diamondrx. To learn more about G2E, the products and issues they will cover, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.